Tools. Get the job done right with Irwin Tools. Available at Bunnings.
Hey everyone, it's Luke, Margot and Dobbo. And on this afternoon's podcast, you'll find out what you can get for free off your Federal Member of Parliament. This is quite surprising, I've got to say. Dobbo's Chicken has made news, not just on our radio show, but on other radio shows throughout Southeast Queensland. And yeah, it's a bit of a laugh. You'll have a good listen to that. And Margot, geez, put your hand up for Worst Mother of the Year award, would you? Forgot her kids yesterday, if you can believe it. But don't go too hard on her. Turns out heaps of people have forgotten their kids. And you'll find out their stories if you listen to this. It's the catch up, and it's starting for you right now.
Yeah, this is amazing what has been revealed today, and something that's been available to every Australian citizen for some time. If anybody has heard of the Constituents Request Program this group, please come forth. I doubt that anybody has. But what that means is that if you're an Australian citizen, you're eligible to nationhood material. So that means you get the national anthem, but more importantly, because you're from Australia, you get a photo of the Queen because you're part of the monarchy. Now, I'm not sure if anybody here in this group has a photo of the Queen at their home, or their grandparents might at all.
I've never heard of that.
Well, so it's a thing. It's actually a thing.
You can get a free portrait of the Queen, and we're all entitled to it if you're an Australian citizen.
100%.
I never knew about it. I mean,
no,
I can't.
I've heard of getting letters from the Queen, on your wedding anniversary or if you turn 100, but I've never heard of getting a portrait.
I'll tell you what, that's old school, mate. You know, you've walked into an old hall or something when you walk in and there's a photo of the Queen hanging on the wall.
Is it early days Queen or is it old Queen?
Yeah, what portrait is she? Is she trying to, airbrush us up some kind of modern day Instagram filter of herself?
And this isn't something you just have to do. You don't have to just go and send over to Buckingham Palace for this. It's that easy, Luke. All you have to do is get in contact with your local member.
Mm. Yeah, well, funny you say that, because speaking of local members, we have Stephen Chobo, the member for Moncrief, and also Northcliffe Surf Club member as well, who is joining us right now, because he'll be able to fill us in on details of how many people have actually been aware of this. How are you, Steve?
Good afternoon, guys. Great to be with you.
Hey, so you go, Dobbo, because you brought this to the table, mate.
Look, I mean, this has all only come to our attention recently, that if we ask the federal member for a portrait of the Queen, it is our Aussie right to be presented it from our federal member. We just want to know how many people have enforced this to actually get a portrait of the Queen sent to them.
Well, guys, I reckon I've been putting more in the mail today than I have in the last 15 or so years I've been in politics.
Before you give us an answer, Steve, because I reckon none of us even knew about it until this came out today, let's go around the room and how long have you been in Parliament? Would you say 10 years you've been there?
2001.
Right. 2001. Oh, geez. Okay, so you're coming up to 17 years he's been in. I'm going to say it's less than 10 that he's handed out. What do you say, Dobbo? Prior to today,
would say correct. Yes, I'm with you.
Less than 10. What do you say, Margot?
Yeah, I'm going to say less than 10 too.
What's the answer, Steve?
I haven't even heard of it.
No, none of us have.
So this is the bit that worries me, because now I know you're about to ask me how many I've handed out, and I'm thinking, well, I actually haven't done a tally of the last.
Right, we'll take it.
If I had to guess, mate, it would be less than 10, I reckon.
Wow. And how many do you reckon you've handed out today, Steve?
Today we've had about 16 inquiries.
Oh.
Wow. And do you even have them, or have you got to go print them off now?
No, we've got the printing presses are running hot. We can't keep up with demand.
Steve. Got the PDF.
Steve.
We've got a few of Her Majesty, and all I can tell you is they've been sitting in the shelf in prime mint condition and absolutely ageless.
Well, Steve,
so they're perfect.
We want another three, please, because there's three of us here that would like one.
It's our right
to have one in our house.
They're not ratepayers, Steve, mate. He's a blow-in from Ipswich, this guy, mate. You don't owe him anything, right? But I'll have mine.
That's right. I'll take all comers. We're all subjects of the Majesty. So, we're all going to do our bit. I'll be happy to hand-deliver them to you blokes.
Hey, so in all seriousness, Steve, did you know about this rule prior to today, or was it sort of, you reckon there's federal members all over Australia going, bloody what? We've got to give out, as if you haven't got enough to do. you got to now be like a delivery service for portraits
for
of the Queen.
No,
did you know about it?
So we have this. I mean, to be honest, the main thing that people ask for is the Australian flag, because I don't know whether people are, constituents can also get an Australian flag.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I hand out hundreds and hundreds of those.
Wow. How big?
There's three different sizes, so you can. And then we've got the little hand wavers too, you know, the small ones.
And they're like, for free?
Yeah. I often give them out at, you know, Anzac Day and things like that. And a lot of people, you know, travelling overseas want a flag, or a lot of Aussies have got, you know, really patriotic flagpoles in their own yards and stuff. So we hand those out, and they are by far the most popular. But no, we've got that. We've got copies of the Australian National Anthem, all sorts of different things.
Mate, I got to tell you, I didn't even know about the flag, because I just recently had to get an Australian flag. I went down to, I was at Mermaid Beach, the flag shop.
Yep.
The flag shop at Mermaid Beach, such a great guy that runs there. I got an Aboriginal flag and I got an Australian flag. And I'm going to say, mate, it cost me $130, I think, for the Aussie flag. Like, they're not cheap.
You're telling me
you can get one for free.
Yeah, and of course, old mate who owns the flag shop is really hating on me right now.
Yeah, not wrong. Not wrong. All right, hey, that's really interesting. Anything else we can get for free? Can we get Macca's vouchers or anything like that?
No, but yeah, I'm always happy to sit down and talk about superannuation.
No, it's right, Steve.
Hey, thanks for clearing that up. That's very interesting. Thanks, Steve.
Good as gold, guys.
The Rush Hour, as you head home, Luke Dobbo and Margot Parker. We are super excited about the Ecker. Kicking off tomorrow. Come along, meet a farmer at the Ecker, August 10 to 19. Make sure you grab your tickets through ecker.com.au.
And if you don't meet a farmer, go and meet Dobbo's Little Pecker. Dobbo's Little Pecker is on show. He's trying to win the prize for a ribbon for his Little Pecker. What cage is it in, Dobbo, again?
97. Pen, yeah, cage 97. Yeah.
How's he feeling? Is he having some separation anxiety?
She, sorry. Yeah.
Separation anxiety, because she's been caged up all night by herself.
I haven't asked her, but I'm sure. Yeah.
When do you get to see her?
I'll see her tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, official day of
crowning.
Hey, can I ask you a question, Dobbo? Given that your little pecker stayed there last night, did you miss getting to play with your little pecker, say, last night?
Oh, a little, but I mean.
Yep.
Didn't welcome you this morning.
She doesn't need attention every night.
Right. Yeah. So you're dealing with the, you know, with it okay?
Separation. Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah.
You're all right. All right. Well, and Monday on the show, we'll find out if Dobbo's Little Pecker is a prize-worthy pecker. But what we've been doing is we're trying to get the word out. So we want as many Southeast Queenslanders as possible to get along and share in the excitement that, you know, Dobbo's Little Pecker is bringing to the table.
Yeah, this make
is,
a day of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Get in there. Get a photo with Dobbo's Little Pecker.
Yeah.
We've actually got, how cool is this? It's up on our Instagram at the moment. We've got like a special Instagram frame that you can get a photo with Dobbo's Little Pecker in, which is pretty cool. But we want to spread the word, you know, of Dobbo's Little Pecker to all of Southeast Queensland. And we can't keep telling you guys about it because, you know, you've already heard about it. We need to get outside of our own universe onto other radio stations so that other people that don't listen to our show get the excitement of Dobbo's Little Pecker. And so we've chucked the challenge out that if you get onto another radio show in Southeast Queensland that's not Triple M and that's not Gold 92.5, because they're our stations, if you get onto any other station and drop the phrase Dobbo's Little Pecker, you could head off to the Ecker on us. And word is that it happened this morning, Captain Benny.
Yes. So we've got some, something to listen to here. There's another radio station called Hit 105, which is one
in Brizzy.
What the cool kids listen to, I'm told. And they were taking some calls this morning, and a bloke called Colin called up.
Colin, you're on the air, buddy. What do you want to chat about?
I was just wondering, I've heard a rumour about people betting on the animals at the Ecker Show to win first prize. Like, for example, the cows, there's a chicken called Dobbo's Little Pecker.
Yeah.
And people are betting money on it to win. I'm just wondering, would you bet on animals at the Ecker, and what do you think about it?
I would imagine so, Colin. I mean, especially in Australia, you can bet on anything.
Yeah.
If there is a market for it, I'd have no problem betting on a chicken.
Anyway, so he's done. Colin,
you know my favourite part of that? I don't know who it was, but one member of their team was really, you know, sort of considering the question before he answered. Like, he was like, let me think about that before I answer it. But that's great.
I think that would have been fine, except Colin, they kept talking more about betting on chickens, and I think when he doubled down and tried to drop Dobbo's Little Pecker gave the game away.
Can you bet on which one gives birth first? Do you know how they've got the birthing suite that you can watch?
Oh, I think so. And you also, you can bet on a basket of eggs, the best looking eggs.
Oh.
And as I said, there's chickens, like this pecker, Dobbo's little pecker. You can bet on that to win its best range and best looking chicken and all that kind of stuff.
Colin, did Triple M get you to call us?
Yes, they did.
Yeah. I was just trying to work out.
It's very obvious. It's so obvious.
He wouldn't do well under pressure, would he? Colin,
why did he
just
give it
caved
up?
Straight up.
Yeah.
He did well. He did very well. Hey, Colin from North Lakes is actually on the phone to us right now. Well done, champion. Well, that was top stuff, mate. 11 out of 10. Congratulations.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you very much.
So, solid effort. So we're gonna honour our promise. You've got tickets to the Echo, mate. Congratulations.
I'm going to take my children to see Dobbo's little pecker.
Yeah, perfect. Well, just set the bar pretty low, mate. Set expectations.
Sick man.
But that's not all, because then those geniuses on that other radio station got Dobbo on their show.
I didn't know what this was about. Seriously, this was a nightmare.
Anyway,
Dobbo, what's the deal? Your listener, Craig, told us that if they get on another radio station besides yours, that they win tickets to the Echo. Is that the comp?
You know, we want Dobbo's little pecker to be known. So it's in Pen 97 at the Echo. If you can go and get on a rival radio station, you'll get an Echo ticket.
Okay, right. Well, we'll help you out here, Dobbo. If anyone who calls right now, we're going to pick up the phone line. Just say Dobbo's little pecker. Triple M will give you a double pass to go along to the Echo.
No, that's not right.
Yes, that is right.
That's not right.
Hang on, Dobbo. Right. Hamish is there. Hey, Hamish.
Hey, dear. I just want to say that I heard that Dobbo's little pecker is the smallest one there this year.
Yeah, thanks, Hamish.
We've got Ian from Everton Hills. What do you want to say?
I reckon go on Dobbo's little pecker.
Thank you very much. Why would you not want to jump on board? Yeah. Cody in Morayfield.
Yeah, Dobbo's little pecker for sure.
Anyway, so this went on for a while.
That's great. Hey, here's the go. It's going to continue. If you get on another radio station other than Gold 92.5 and Triple M and get out the phrase Dobbo's little pecker, and we play that audio on our radio show, you got tickets to the Echo. So get to it. You can do it. It's great stuff.
And let us know when you've done it. So we'll find the. We've got recordings of all the other stations. So let us know. We'll find it.
Feeling all the mum guilts today. Yesterday we were in here and we'd just gone to air and I could see a phone call coming through on my phone and it was one of the mums from school and I just had that feeling come over me like, oh my goodness, I forgot to put the kids on the bus.
Oh my goodness.
I heard it.
My heart sank and I just felt ill.
So what does that mean, Margo, that you forgot to put them on the bus? So where were the kids?
So Corey's away in Townsville at the moment, and normally he would pick the kids up on a Wednesday, and I just totally forgot that he was away. And so I was supposed to either put them on the bus or organise somebody to pick them up for me. So anyway, so I said to them in the morning, I said, look, you'll either be on the bus or someone will be picking you up. It'll probably be said friend who ended up calling me anyway and letting me know. So they're your two options. Just run with that. So they went to the school bus. The school bus said, no, we're not taking you home today. Your name's not on the list. They went, okay, we must be going home, with my friend Cass. And so they went and waited at the pickup line area at the side of the school. Now, fortunately, there is a teacher in that waiting area until 3:30 or until the last kid has left, but generally 3:30 is the rule. So at 20 past three, I'm getting a phone call from my girlfriend to say, your kids are in my car thinking they're coming home with me and I've got plans. I got to go in the city. It was her husband's birthday. It was actually his 40th. So they had made plans for the afternoon. And I was like, oh my God, I feel terrible. I'm a bad mum. I said, can you just wait with him for 2 minutes and I'll try and organise something.
Just forgot him.
I just totally forgot. So anyway, so I rang Kindy. Kindy said, yeah, no worries. Get them to someone to drop them here because the Kindy bus had already left. So she dropped the kids there, thankfully,
How many are at school out of the four?
So two are at school and two are at daycare.
Well, lucky they were together. That's the first thing. Lucky that they get on. So, you know, one wasn't on the bus and one wasn't waiting.
But Dobbo, that's out of the four kids they've got. They used to have eight kids.
Unbelievable. And you shouldn't feel guilty about it because it just happens.
It happens. And I don't even know why I didn't, but...
Hang on. What do you mean it just happens? Has it happened to you, Dobbo?
Yeah.
Were you forgotten, your kids?
I was forgotten.
I was forgotten as well, but I'm trying to think if I've ever forgotten Coralie, and I don't think I have, but have you ever... forget about when you were forgotten. Have you ever forgotten your kids?
No, I'm too responsible for that.
Right.
Okay. Too responsible. Yeah.
I'm a parent.
But I take that responsibility seriously. I felt really terrible. I felt so bad. And the kids, when I got home last night, they're like, "Mum, what happened? You didn't put us on the bus." And I'm like, "I know, I'm so sorry, but so grateful that you guys are so smart and thought to go and find, you know, an adult that they knew to give me a call."
You should have said, Margo.
But I felt terrible.
That's all right. I was testing you guys, and you came through. You came through with an A plus. I knew what was happening.
It was all
I
just part of my master plan.
Yeah, yeah. That's the way you could have played.
So you never forgot Coralie.
No, I'm like Dobbo. I mean, honestly, I used to get forgotten at school all the time. Sometimes 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, the old lady would go, "Oh God," and then she'd come pick us up. And it, like that's it seems ridiculous now, but it didn't even bother me back then. Like it didn't seem. But I can't imagine the guilt you'd feel in just forgetting your kid. And you know what? I'm so haphazard. Maybe I have forgotten her, and I've forgotten that I've forgotten her. But I don't remember ever forgetting Coralie. Yeah. Honestly, I think I'd feel so guilty.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Luke. I am feeling guilty just to rub that in a little bit further. But I mean, it's happened to me before in the sense that you know timing has got away from me, and like I've picked the kids up a little bit later than normal before I was working full time. I used to pick them up every afternoon, and I'd sometimes turn up at 3:15, and Memphis would be like, "Were you at Carindale again?" And I was like, "No, I got stuck in traffic."
Then where are those new shoes from, Margo?
Yeah, exactly.
Carindale.
Yeah, but I forgot. I forgot my parents, kids yesterday.
My mum forgot me so much she put me into boarding school so she didn't have to worry anymore.
And boarding school
forgot
me. Sure
it happens. I want to know from you, have you forgotten your kids? Make me feel better about myself.
Nah, no one will call.
I don't think it's uncommon.
Give us a call.
All right, well, we'll take your calls next. Have you forgotten your kids? It's a safe space. Tell us your stories on the Rush Hour.
Seems that I'm not the only one that forgot my kids yesterday at school. I just didn't. It just slipped my mind. I forgot to put them on the kindy bus and I forgot to organise somebody to pick them up.
You've got so many of them,
I've got too many to think of. I've lost them plenty of times, but I've never actually forgotten them.
Well, just, you know, you asked if I've ever forgotten, Coralie, and I said no. And just while we're playing that song, I thought about it. When she was first born, like I'm saying, she's 2 weeks old, straight back from the hospital, and it's the first time, literally, that I'm looking after her just by myself.
Yeah.
And she was sleeping, and I was just doing whatever I was doing, and I was at Isla Capri, and the TAB's just up the road. Anyway, I find myself at the tab. Because she was, Saturday afternoon, I'd completely forgotten she was even there. I'd left her at home. So it wasn't so much that I left her somewhere. I just forgot I had a kid.
The guilt must have racked you, Luke, years.
Did you at least have a win or you don't remember?
Knowing me, no.
Well, we've had plenty of people call in. Katie from Shorncliffe, did this happen to you?
I used to be a swim teacher for many years and the kids used to come there after primary school, not just one of them, three of them. And I would regularly go home and leave them at work and oh, crap, and have to turn around and go back and get them.
Where were they? Just in the pool swimming around?
Yeah.
Well, lucky she was a swim teacher so that they knew how to swim.
That's so funny.
Thanks, Katie. I now know I'm not alone.
At least you can see the funny side of being irresponsible, Katie.
Oh, hilarious. Yeah,
really cracking herself up.
Yeah. Don't feel bad. Seriously, it happens regularly.
Thanks, Katie.
It's a lifetime of dropping the kids off at the pool jokes as well. Tracy from North McLean, what happened?
I left my son with Santa.
Oh, dangerous.
Yeah. I just forgot to pick him up. We were all standing around talking. He was the youngest of four. Asked me, could he go and see Santa? Said, yep, no worries. Having a conversation with a group of people that we were with. Decided that we would go to a shopping centre up the road, wandered to the car, put the kids in the car and realised there's an empty seat.
Normally I fill these, I thought.
Yeah. Oh, so you didn't leave the shopping centre at least?
Oh, we were outside in the car park. It was close.
Wow. I mean, she got back and the son was still rattling off his list. And I want a toy truck. And I want this.
Yeah. No, he'd actually left Santa nowhere to be seen. We're all in a panic. And security had him wandering around the shopping centre saying, Where's my mummy? It was about 3, I think, 4, possibly.
But you know what? If that was Carindale Shopping Centre, it's amazing security didn't go up to your son and say, now we're assuming you're one of the Parkers.
Yeah.
As you knock off and head home, this is the Rush Hour.
Another podcast done with Triple M's Rush Hour, and we think we got it right. For the tools you need to get the job done right the first time, Irwin Tools, available at Bunnings Warehouse.